And thank you for listening to Utah Public Radio. Up next, it's our weekly movie review. Here's our film critic, Casey T. Allen.
The animated documentary Grand Theft Hamlet was released in the U.S. in January this year and is streaming exclusively on the platform Mubi. It won the Grand Jury Award for Documentary Feature at the South by Southwest Film Festival in March last year, and I'm hoping more and more people keep watching it. Set in January 2021, during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic and its subsequent lockdowns, two actor friends, Sam and Mark, are out of work and stuck in their respective homes. While playing the famous video game Grand Theft Auto Online together, they decide to stage a production of Shakespeare's famous play, Hamlet, inside the virtual world of the video game. They recruit strangers they meet in the video game, hold auditions, hold rehearsals, and endure through anxieties and discouragements. This film is the most daring and successfully inventive new release I have seen so far this year. It's shot entirely inside the open world of this video game, and all the people are represented by their customized digital avatars. Grand Theft Auto is a multiplayer video game all about violence. Shooting people, stealing cars, and evading the police. It's the unlikeliest of places to present a piece of classical theater, and this unexpected creativity is why this film is so much fun. It merges highbrow culture with lowbrow flair, and has hilarious moments of verbal blunders when strangers introduce themselves and possibly shoot each other. In this fantasy online world, people end up connecting with each other, and through this strangest of ideas, a community is formed. So many times while watching this, I thought, this premise should not work. Placing an entire story inside an artificial video game setting is weird. But by the end of this film, I was totally convinced. Grand Theft Hamlet is a delightfully offbeat reminder that creativity is necessary for everyone, and so is togetherness. This has been Flicks at 48. Thank you for listening. I'm Casey T. Allen.